Gun-free UK, Feroz Suleiman guilty of murdering student in drive-by aimed at business rival. By Victoria Friedman on August 5, 2021. Feroz Suleiman and six other men were found guilty of the murder of 19-year-old Aya Hachem, who was mistakenly shot during an attempted drive-by assassination of Suleiman's business rival in Blackburn, Lancashire. Suleiman, 40, had been in a feud with Pachakhan since 2019 when Khan's Quickshine Car Wash began selling tires, in direct competition with Suleiman's Re Tires next door. Relations between the two businessmen deteriorated and came to a head when Suleiman ordered the hit on Khan, which resulted in the gunman unintentionally shooting Ms. Hachem as she walked past Mr. Khan's tire shop on May 17, 2020, according to the BBC. Hitman Zamir Raja, 33, had ridden past Quickshine Tires in the Toyota Avensis driven by Anthony Ennis, 31, three times before discharging his firearm on the fourth occasion, with the first shot hitting the front window of Quickshine and the second missing its intended target and instead striking Ms. Hachem as she walked by. Suleiman was said to have had a ringside seat outside of his neighboring business to watch the intended shooting of his rival. The Salford University law student, in the wrong place at the wrong time, had been walking to the supermarket to buy groceries for her family when she was murdered. Passersby tried to help her, but the 19-year-old died at the scene. The court heard how the Re Tires boss Suleiman had organized the assassination attempt, while Abubakar Sadia, 32, has obtained the vehicle and the accelerant they planned to use to burn the car in a bid to destroy evidence afterwards. Kashif Mansour, 26, was in charge of ensuring the car was running on the day of the hit, while Uthman Sadia, 29, and his girlfriend, 26-year-old Judy Chapman, transported the gunman, Zamir Raja. Raja had sourced the gun and Ayaz Hussain, 35, had been instrumental in organizing the assassination attempt. The jury at Preston Crown Court took less than 4 hours on Tuesday to find the seven men guilty of Ms. Hachem's murder and of the attempted murder of Mr. Khan. The main conspirator, Feroz Suleiman, already had a criminal conviction for causing the death by dangerous driving of a 67-year-old in 2001, but served only 3.5 years in jail for the offense. He will be sentenced on Thursday, along with Raja, Ennis, Hussain, Mansour, Abubakar Sadia, and Uthman Sadia. Ms. Chapman was cleared of murder but found guilty of manslaughter and the attempted murder of Mr. Khan. Chapman is set to be sentenced on 1 October. The ability of Suleiman's accomplices to obtain a firearm comes despite the United Kingdom having some of the world's strictest gun laws. Official statistics have revealed that, in the year leading to March 2019, the United Kingdom saw 9,787 crimes committed with a firearm, rising 4% on the previous period and by more than one quarter, 27%, over 5 years. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.